everybody. My clock says it's 10 o'clock. I have never conducted a Zoom meeting before. I've been a reluctant participant previously. Now I'm a reluctant host. But nonetheless, let's try. Please ahead of time forgive my mistakes in my technological bumbling here. Garrick Baxter is at the controls somewhere remotely, so he'll be able to turn people on and off depending on what happens here, including me, I guess. I hope people can hear me out there. Let me start by calling roll if I can. And I'll call roll here in the department offices, and then I'll go through the rest of the list, I think. So, and that's a little bit out of order of what we normally do. But anyway, again, this is a pre-hearing conference for a petition filed by Riverside Irrigation District for declaratory ruling. My name is Gary Spackman, Director of the Department of Water Resources, and we'll go in a clockwise direction around the table.
Sean Costello for the department.
And Kimberly English for the department.
Your turn, Chris.
Chris Meyer with Givens Pursley for City of Nampa.
Thank you, Chris.
Charles Hansinger for the cities of Meridian and Caldwell.
Okay, and let me call the roll. So, for the petitioner, Riverside Irrigation District. Hello.
Oh, sorry. I thought you were going to ask my name.
Call your name.
Yes, Al Barker from Riverside. Sorry, Mr. Director.
Yeah, it increases my anxiety that I'm just talking into a box here. All right, thanks, Al. City of Boise.
Good morning, Director. Abby Germain representing the City of Boise. John Rolden is also on the line.
Thank you, Abby. Hayden Area Regional Sewer Board. Nancy Strickland.
Okay. Nancy, you're on mute.
Pardon me?
I can see her in the list of participants, but she's on mute. She might not realize that.
Okay. Well, we'll count Nancy as attending. City of Pocatello.
Good morning. This is Sarah.
Thank you, Sarah. Association of Idaho Cities.
Candace McHugh, present.
And City of Jerome, Post Falls, and Rupert.
Good morning, Director. Chris Bromley.
Thank you, Chris. Pioneer Irrigation District.
Director Andy Wall, there, present.
Thank you, Andy. Idaho Power Company. Mr. Simpson. John around.
Switch it. Mr. Director, I think John was trying to call in. Should be here any second.
All right, we'll move on and then he can announce himself. City of Idaho Falls.
Director?
Yeah.
John, if you're calling for me, this is John Simpson for Idaho Power.
Great, thanks, John.
Thank you.
And then City of Idaho Falls.
I have an email from Rob that he's trying to call in. I'm not sure he's quite made that happen yet.
Okay. Well, for a first time, we're at least haltingly getting there. Oh, well.
Director,
yeah.
Just had a new phone number going. Rob, is that you? Guess not.
And then I did somebody...
The one...
Go ahead.
April, City of Nampa.
Okay. Announce yourself again.
Yes. Nate Runyon, City of Nampa.
Thank
Good
you.
Morning, Director.
Thank you, Nate.
And this is Tom Points at City of Nampa in Public Works.
Thank you, Tom. And I also received a notice that perhaps the mayor might participate today.
I don't see her on, Director.
Okay. All right, very good. Let me circle back. Did Rob Harris join us? Well, let's proceed.
I just resent the link to John Harris, or Rob Harris, excuse me, and Johanna. They had a call-in number, so I'm thinking he'll be on shortly. He's connecting right now, Director.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks, Candace, and all the others who are more tech-savvy than I am. Well, let's just press forward. I view this pre-hearing conference as being having a rather narrow purpose today. And I think we scheduled this pre-hearing conference as a check-in to determine whether the briefing schedule that we had established could be satisfied and people wanted to adhere to it. I think we also wanted to know whether there had been a stipulation of facts that people agreed to, the parties agreed to. And I've received a couple of documents, one from the interveners and then one from Mr. Barker, stating that there have been efforts that have been exerted towards the stipulation, but the parties have not yet agreed on either a stipulation of fact, and apparently there were, or facts, and apparently there were efforts to stipulate the issues of law that would be in front of the director. So again, Mr. Barker, this is your petition, and I would invite you to lead the discussion here today, and then the interveners can step in and talk about anything else that is germane to what we're talking about today. Al?
Thank you, Director Spackman. I think we are closing in on a stipulation of facts. Chris and Andy and I are going to be talking tomorrow, hopefully to discuss the last issues, or hope maybe won't be the last, but to try and get us closer together. I got them my response to their proposed stipulation of facts right at the beginning of the month. They responded Monday night, something like that, and so there's still a little ways to go, but I think just in reviewing their responses to my responses, I think we're in pretty decent shape to clear something up by maybe as early as next week. And so I feel like we're on track to do to keep on schedule for the briefing schedule that you said at the last conference. I think it would be not a bad idea to reschedule or schedule another check-in with you in a couple of weeks, just to say, yes, we've got this done, or, and we could cancel it if we do file the stipulation of facts with you. I guess as far as the legal issues go, seems to me that the legal issues are framed in the petition. We're going to make our arguments. If anybody wants to make other legal arguments why our petition should or should not be granted, they're free to make those arguments. But the way the legal issues were framed by the proposed, by the interveners, I couldn't agree to any of them because I don't think those legal issues are pertinent. But that doesn't mean they can't raise them if they choose to. So I guess for me, I think we're on schedule, on track to get the briefs filed next month and see where this leads us.
Okay, thanks, Al. Responses? Chris, I know you've been active in some of the discussions.
Yes, Director, I'm happy to weigh in. The city of Nampa is encouraged by what we hear right now, which is consistent with the signals that we've been receiving from Mr. Barker and from John Simpson via communications leading up to today. So we share the optimism that Al Barker just expressed that we may be able to resolve this as early as next week. And consequently, it is our hope and expectation that we may proceed with the briefing schedule. And I would second Al Barker's suggestion that we have to schedule another check-in just in case we fall short or some other issue emerges. Let me just interrupt to apologize for the muffled voice that everybody's hearing. Everybody in this room is wearing a mask, and mine seems to be as thick as anybody's, so I can barely hear myself talk, so I hope the rest of you can. As Al Barker described and as we described in our most recent submission, we have not succeeded putting together any sort of a stipulation as to legal issues. I agree with Al Barker that that's not essential. Obviously, the director is the person that is going to decide all legal issues, and it's not essential in any way that any of the parties agree on any of them. I think it does bear emphasis that although this is the Riverside's petition, and Riverside has framed the issue and presented it, ultimately it is up to the department, the hearing officer, the director, to determine what legal issues are pertinent and what are not. And so any suggestion that the parties can direct the director as to what needs to be decided and what should not be decided, I think, frankly, I don't think anybody believes that we can do that. And the same goes for Riverside. The Riverside, I don't think, once it presents the question to the department, cannot dictate to the department what the bounds of the answer are going to be. And so we have suggested some direction, but the suggestion is all that it is and all that it was ever intended to be. And both the city of Nampa, and I think I can speak for all the municipal interveners, as well as Pioneer, recognize and reaffirm that the director is in the driver's seat here. So we are optimistic and think that the stipulation of facts is important because that may provide an opportunity to have a briefing and a decision without going through an adversarial hearing with, you know, that is a factual-based hearing. And so let us continue to be diligent and see if we can achieve that.
Okay, thanks, Chris. I want to at least call on Andy Waldera representing Pioneer. I think they have a closer interest here given the proposal to discharge water into Pioneer system. And Andy, do you have more to add?
Andy, you're still on mute.
Is Andy there?
I am, sorry, I was on mute.
No.
John, Director Stackman. I have nothing further to add. John, Chris, did a good job summarizing where we're at. The end goal of problem law seems to be the hope of avoiding an evidentiary hearing. And proceed on the matter and be agreed.
Okay, good. I want to comment, Al, I appreciated your attempt at a makeshift mask. It seems to me that a long time ago that was, putting your circling your thumb and index fingers over your eyes and upside down fingers was up in the air Junior Birdman, I think, is what I remember from a long time ago. So thanks for the humor. Not everybody saw that, I think. Anyway, okay. Any other comments from the interveners? Do folks want to schedule another check-in? Al suggested a check, and Chris confirmed at least that he concurred. Do we want to try to find a date with this many folks in the short time period that we have?
Yes.
Sometime in September. Let's see, the first briefs are due when?
The 29th, I believe.
29th. Yeah. So, how much lead time do you want? 2 weeks?
Director Spackman, Al Barker, can I suggest that we do something the first week of September? And I know the Water Users Convention is going on Monday and Tuesday of that week, so maybe towards the end of the week, like Thursday or Friday. And the reason for that is if there really is going to be a problem, and I'm expecting there will not be. If there is a problem, what we ought to do is jump on it sooner rather than wait till later. So that if we have to change the briefing schedule or something else comes up, we give ourselves enough time to do that instead of trying to do it just immediately before the briefs are due.
The 10th and 11th are the Thursday and Friday of that week. I think you're targeting the week of September 6th or 7th. 7th is the Monday, I think, Al. And I'm not attending the Water User Seminar, so the dates aren't on my calendar. But
Al, were you looking at
it's actually the week prior.
So, Director Stackman, I was actually referring to the week before that, week that starts August 3rd. And because the Water Users Convention is the 30th and the 1st. So I was suggesting the end of that first week, first partial week, so Thursday the 3rd or Friday the 4th.
I am out of town.
Okay. How about the Monday, that's Labor Day.
7th? Oh, yeah. 8th?
How about the 8th?
That'd be fine with me. 10
the
o'clock.
City is not available the week of the 8th until Friday the 10th.
Are we looking at the 8th?
The 8th is the day that was suggested, Tuesday.
Fine.
Somebody was unavailable.
City of Boise is unavailable that day.
Okay, and you're unavailable until Friday?
Until Friday the 11th, yes, Director.
How about the 11th? Okay, I don't hear any naysayers, so it's a little later. It's a week later, but...
Mr. Director,
yeah.
I don't think we ever inquired about Wednesday, September the 2nd. Is the Water Users Conference over by then?
It is.
Yeah, I'm gone the whole week.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
Yeah. Sorry. guess we could do it next week, but maybe that doesn't give you enough time. Let's target the 11th. If there's a problem, then we can. I'll commit. If there's a problem, we'll shift the schedule. So there's. I think everybody recognizes that there's a need to have a stipulation of facts. If the stipulation is not in place, then we'll amend and delay the briefing schedule until that can happen, or we set a hearing date, one or the other. So let's plan on September 11th at 10 a.m. And I assume if there's a stipulation of facts that the parties can then start in on the briefing. I don't see any reason to delay until the 11th. And the 11th would just be a check-in then to say, are we on schedule and is everybody working on the briefs? Okay, anything else we need to talk about today? All right. Thanks to everybody. It was pretty painless for the first time. Thank you.
Thanks for setting this up, Director.
Yep.